What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, September 17th, 2018, start of a brand new week of all kinds of weird things that are going on here. And well, let's get into it. The phone lines are open at 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in, put you on the air with your comments and questions. Getting on in here, we're still dealing with the aftermath of Tropical Storm Florence, and apparently over at the Brunswick Nuclear Plant in Southport, North Carolina, there has been a declared state of emergency. And this is apparently they had what they call a hot shutdown, which sounds like the reactor was scrammed. And they're saying the two reactors are now shut down and are safe, but there is an emergency apparently. Floodwaters have been intruded onto the site of the nuclear reactor. There's only one road still available where people can get in and get out. And obviously the concern is that if the flooding gets into discarded reactor fuel rods, there could be an issue. So they're keeping an eye on that. Meanwhile, as bad as Florence was, the aftermath continues to be a major problem. Rivers are continuing to rise from the storm surge and storm runoff, it's still pounding North Carolina. The predicted track of Florence, it's going to turn hard to the north and head up through New England. And so we're going to be watching that as well. Over in China, they are having a major problem with Typhoon Mangkhut. It's been called the King of Storms. It ravaged Hong Kong. It's killed a lot of people in the Philippines from triggering landslides and mudslides. And now, of course, it's traveling across China. And that one, the core wind speed was 142 miles per hour. So it was actually much, much worse than Florence. Okay, let's turn to the war zones here, because apparently the Syrian port city of Latakia has been attacked by missiles from the sea. And they're not sure who launched them, who owned them, where it came from. But the attack targeted the Technical Industries Agency headquarters, which is owned by the Syrian military. And there were reports of powerful explosions heard in the city. Now, over the weekend, you should probably remember, Israel attacked Syria as well. They attacked Damascus with a missile attack that was thwarted with S-300 missiles. So we don't know what was used this time, how much damage has been done. But it's obvious the aggression is continuing. Let's just put it that way. Okay. The Syrian army has dispatched more military convoys to the Idlib battlefield. They're ramping up on what's going on there. But there's been an interesting little development. First of all, Turkey has agreed to cooperate with Russia on eliminating the terrorist in Idlib. This is coming from Erdogan. And apparently they've been holding meetings and talks between Erdogan and, he's going to have a talk with Putin. They're getting together. But it looks like Turkey is now aligned with the anti-terrorism forces. Meanwhile, there's talk now that Syria and Russia may not go into Idlib following those talks by Putin and Erdogan, because they're talking about a buffer zone. They're basically saying, okay, we're going to let the U.S.-backed terrorists have Idlib. We're going to put a demilitarized zone between the militants and the government troops, and everything is just going to stay there, which is going to look – it's a stalemate. I don't know how stable that's going to be, but it basically eliminates the threat from the U.S. to go on in and attack Syria and Russia if they attack the terrorists in Idlib. So – Putin has once again proven he's a statesman. He's found a solution that avoids conflict. Now, of course, The wild card here is if the U.S. goes on in with a false flag chemical weapon attack and escalates the war themselves. And, of course, the other wild card is the terrorists in Idlib, whether they're willing to just sort of hunker down and sit there for a while. Okay, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call from Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. A couple of things regarding Brett Kavanaugh, the nominee to be the next Supreme Court justice. This young lady that's coming forward now, I don't know if it's true or not, but at least they should allow her to speak to the Senate committee to find out what exactly happened, if anything happened at all. And the other thing which I find very disturbing about Brett Kavanaugh, how in the hell do you obtain or get a $300,000 gambling debt taken care of?
I'm sorry, whose debt was this?
You know, the Supreme Court nominee.
Kavanaugh had a $300,000 gambling debt that just went away? I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. You have not heard that? Yeah, they were talking about it all last week, and it's something that a lot of people don't want to focus on, but he had a $300,000 gambling debt, then within a month, it just went away. And I find that very strange, considering he only makes less than $200,000 a year.
Okay, well, first of all, I understand that this young lady, well, she's not young, she's 51. She is going to be testifying before Congress, but apparently there are already some serious discrepancies with her story, and it turns out that Kavanaugh's mother was a judge who ruled on the foreclosure of her parents' home. So she's got an axe to grind, and she's a social justice warrior. She's hard left. Apparently, she spent this last weekend deleting all of her social media history because it's very obvious she's extreme left wing, and there's a political motive clearly at work here.
Right, and I did not know about her mother. Where'd you find that?
It's actually all over the news today, and we've got several articles about that at the front page of whatreallyhappened.com.
Okay, I'll have to take a
look. But apparently, you know, this woman didn't report the alleged assault at the time it happened. She supposedly told her therapist about it some years ago without naming Kavanaugh, but the details she gave the therapist are different from what she has come forward with today. So there's another discrepancy.
Right. But getting back to the gambling debt, doesn't that open a door for maybe blackmail, if that is really true?
Well, we'd have to know who it is who paid off the gambling debt.
Right. Okay, then. All right, well, Michael, you take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and the phone lines are open again. Now, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Interestingly enough, there is a theory being floated that Russia, following the U.S. model, may declare a no-fly zone over all of Syria. And there would be nothing to prevent them from doing that. And they would say that only Syrian and Russian and Turkish aircraft would be allowed into the airspace, and anybody else intruding runs the risk of being shot down. Now, the U.S. can hardly complain, having used no-fly zones over Iraq and various other countries all over the world. But Russia could very clearly do that. And any U.S. planes or Israeli planes or NATO planes venturing into the no-fly zone would run the risk of being shot down. Meanwhile, we're seeing both the Russia and the U.S. continuing to increase the number of warships they have in the Eastern Mediterranean. And in a sign of the growing closeness between China and Russia, China has now ordered their navy to support Russia in Syria. So China is stepping on in there as well. This in the aftermath of those war games that sent a clear signal. China and Russia are going to team up. Now then, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger went on TV and was basically lashing out at Hawaii's Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard for her controversial decision to meet with Assad back in 2017. And then he referred to Syrian President Bashar Assad as the butcher of Baghdad. Okay, Congressman, Baghdad is in Iraq. Assad is the president of Syria. It's two completely different countries. Boy, oh boy, is that the best that we can get into Congress? They don't even know their geography. The United Nations envoy is visiting Yemen, and it is a humanitarian disaster. People are down to eating leaves off of plants there. And Saudi Arabia, of course, is intensifying its invasion and its attack on Hodeidah. Apparently, yesterday, Saudi warplanes killed seven civilians, including women and children, in Baida, attacking the central Yemeni's province town of Radman. Eight others were wounded in the attack. So it is an absolute, absolute humanitarian disaster. If the Saudis close the port of Hodeidah, it's going to be very difficult to get any kind of humanitarian assistance in there. Now, I'd like to remind everybody, of course, that starvation of a population, of a civil population, intentional starvation of a civil population is a crime against humanity. It's considered a war crime, but that seems to be what Saudi Arabia is getting ready to do. Okay. Article coming out of Press TV. Zionists like Sheldon Adelson pushed Trump to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. And this is coming from James Fetzer, who is a political philosopher, and he was being interviewed on Press TV. And Fetzer said that Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal for no good reason whatsoever. And I'm perfectly in agreement with that. U.S. intelligence services on several occasions, including the Mossad, had confirmed the Iranian government was not pursuing nuclear weapons. But all of this came out of Adelson, who's this billionaire casino owner, and he's a Republican Party funder, and he's one of Trump's strong backers. And he just said, pull out of the deal. We want to go to war with Iran. Pull out of the deal. And Trump said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, a senior member of parliament is warning of Iran's tough response to the EU's defiance of the JCPOA undertakings. This is coming from the chairman of the Iranian Parliament's Nuclear Committee, Mojtaba Zanur, underlined that the European states should take practical steps to protect the 2015 nuclear deal or face Tehran's tough and unprecedented reaction. Now, what's going on here is that the U.S. is putting tremendous pressure on the other signers of the nuclear deal for them to pull on out and join with the U.S. in imposing sanctions on Iran. Now, Europe doesn't want to do this. These other countries don't want to do this because every time they go along with another program of U.S. sanctions or tariffs, it hurts their own economy. And they're really kind of getting fed up with that. So Europe has been resisting the arm twisting, but Iran is obviously concerned that at some point the United States throwing more sanctions on Europe might convince them to basically change their policy. Right now, as far as Iran and the rest of the signatories to the nuclear deal are concerned, it's still in place. And the IAEA has confirmed time and again, Iran is fully in compliance with the nuclear deal. But of course, if the deal falls apart, then Iran could go back to enriching uranium and possibly looking at the development of nuclear weapons for real. So it's a very, very tense situation. The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is warning Tehran could move to increase uranium enrichment if the EU does not take action in regard to Washington's unilateral withdrawal from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Basically, Iran is saying that Europe needs to help support Iran's economy in the face of these U.S. sanctions. Trump is trying to get the world to stop buying Iranian oil by November. And oil amounts to basically one-third of Iran's entire economy. So Iran is saying they need help, and they want Europe to step on in. They want the rest of the signatories to step on in and help them with their economy to try and basically defang the U.S. sanctions. Now, the new speaker of Iraq's parliament, Mohammad Rikhan Hadid al-Halbousi, is praising Iran's role in the country's liberation from terrorist groups and said in the era of unfair sanctions against Iran, the Iraqi nation will side with the Islamic Republic. Now, that is a major, major deal there. It's basically signaled that the United States has, in fact, lost control of the Iraq government. Now, there's another article over here. This is from RealYom.com. Conceding defeat in Iraq, the U.S. has only itself to blame for Iran's growing influence in the country. And, yeah, people have an instinct to support the victim of bullying, and the United States is seen as being a bully in the Middle East. And Iran is being seen as the victim. Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders blamed proxies of Iran for recent attacks at the U.S. consulate in Basra and near the American embassy compound in Baghdad's green zone, adding that Iran did not act to stop these attacks by its proxies in Iraq. In other words, they don't have any proof that Iran actually had anything to do with this at all. The new model is, well, if, you know, Iran should have stopped it. Iran should have stopped the attack. Now, that's just way out there. They're basically going to blame Iran for anything bad that happens in the Middle East from now on. Oh, it's Iran's fault. Well, they didn't do anything, but they didn't stop it. That's the new talking point here. But Iran is becoming more influential in the Middle East. People are looking to them for leadership. I mean, Iraq got smashed up by the United States. And people in the Middle East are looking for somebody who around whom they can unite to stop any more of these U.S. aggressions. That's what's going on here. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. This one from Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just enjoying this farce with the Kavanaugh whole incident. I mean, I got to tell you, I never really liked this guy because of the connection with the Vince Foster. And when I was watching his hearings, it seemed like he was constantly bringing up, like, his mom, his daughters, the basketball team, the female basketball team. You know, he just was harping on the, I had more women assistants and clerks than anybody. And I was always wondering, like, he seems like he's overcompensating here. And I wonder if they knew that Dianne Feinstein had this upper sleeve. Because, if you know, it just struck me kind of like he was overdoing it. You know, it's like, oh, my God, here's the female basketball team that he coaches, you know. And it just... I don't know. It did strike me at odd, but I got to say that this whole farce, for a guy that like is really upset with the institutional corruption of our government, it's actually going to work to my advantage anyway, personally, in that it shows what a farce and disgrace this whole system really is. And it's a win-win, you know? I mean, Trump should have picked Amy Barrett, and then he wouldn't have to be dealing with this to begin with. But I'm going to sit back and have a few laughs. Hopefully they do the helter-skelter tactic, like with all those hysterical women screaming during it, and just show themselves to be a bunch of fools. Now, as far as the politics of it, the women that were against Trump and against Kavanaugh, there's not going to be much of a change. So it's all going to be about the independent.
Joe, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we do have to take a commercial break here, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go right back to the telephones to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I just thought you're the perfect guy to talk to. I'm not computer savvy like you, but I heard something today that just made me want to throw in the towel. I hope we, I don't want to give up on anything, but hey, do you know who Michael McKibben is, Leader Technologies?
No, I do not.
Well, he was claiming that the Clinton stole his patents, but anyways, this American intelligence media, are you aware of their website?
No.
Well, anyways, they were discussing this today that the Clintons have the encryption keys to every computer out there on the planet, basically, and they can get into anybody's computer, with these encryption keys, and it kind of explains why they're on top of everything before, they know what's happening before. They can get into the FBI, Lockheed Martin. I don't know. This just blew me away. I don't think it's something that, this is not made up. But it kind of explains everything.
Well, they don't need encryption keys, plural. The Microsoft operating system has been backdoored, going all the way back to NT. That was revealed because when they put out one of the cuts of NT for developers, they forgot to strip out what's called the symbol table information on the executable. And they revealed that in addition to their own internal cryptographic key, there was also an NSA key. And I presume that the same thing has been done for the Macintosh operating system. And so all anybody needs is that one key, and they can bypass the cryptography of any system that's out there. As far as logging into the computer, we know that there's all kinds of backdoors out there. Do the Clintons have them? Yeah, maybe. Do I think Hillary Clinton is a computer whiz? Not really, considering the way that she set up her private email server. I don't think she's a computer expert, but we do know that short of writing your own system of encryption, there's no way to guarantee your privacy with anything on your computer or online.
Yeah, I know she's not a computer expert, but she's on top of the information before anything comes down, which could explain why a lot of these people end up missing or the files are erased or whatever. But they claim it started with Rose's law firm and this whole patent. You know, she was a patent attorney. And evidently she got a hold of this this stuff, and she can get it in any computer, whether it's Comey's or, one of the major military industrial complex computers. And I just thought it was something I didn't know. Which would explain why everybody's, even congressmen, they're all compromised. She got the goods on all of them. Why she hasn't gone to jail?
I have a question here, which is this Imran Awan situation. The Awan brothers, they were caught breaking into the computers of members of Congress, and he's not going to be charged. And I want to know, was he running his own intelligence operation inside the Capitol building, or was he aligned with Hillary Clinton, who I think was basically selling U.S. government secrets to foreign interests using that weak email server to send the data and that charitable foundation to collect and launder the money?
Yeah, those are the ones that they just took off and left everything sitting in a garage, weren't they?
Well, no, actually, they were throwing stuff out, and a neighbor spotted it with the little stickers on their property of the U.S. government, and that's who basically turned Imran Awan in. If it hadn't been for that, nobody would have ever known that this was going on.
Well, I think, whatever it is, you wonder why they just seem to be on top of everything, and nobody could commit that much criminal activity without having the goods on just about everybody that matters, including judges and congressmen. So, but I'm like you, Mike. I can't wait. That's one perp walk I'd get out the popcorn for, But thank you so much. I'll let you take your other calls.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. And yeah, there's absolutely no question. There are certain people within our political structure who are untouchable simply because they're able to blackmail the rest of the government. In the case of the Clintons, I think a large part of that is blackmailing the Central Intelligence Agency over its gun and drug running out of Arkansas back in the 1980s. So it is a sad state of affairs when we realize that there are politicians who are above the law and untouchable and cannot ever be taken to court or thrown in prison. I'd like to see that perp walk myself, especially after what the Clintons did to Claire in my life all those years ago. Anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phones here, I've got a little update on that allegation that Kavanaugh has a gambling problem. Apparently, it originated solely in a question that was submitted to Kavanaugh by Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who's a Democrat from Rhode Island. And basically, the question was, have you ever reported a gambling loss to the IRS or sought treatment for a gambling addiction? To which Kavanaugh said no. And apparently the issue of a debt of some $200,000, not $300,000, Kavanaugh explained that away because his wife and he own a second home that needed renovation. They bought it as a fixer-upper, and they spent the money to basically renovate it. And now, of course, it's an asset, and that's why the debt has disappeared. So, okay, I'm trying to remember, who was that lady, Anita something, that was used to try and derail another Supreme Court nomination, you know, something about a hair on a can of Coca-Cola or something. This is more of the same thing. And asking these kind of questions, I mean, this is like, have you stopped beating your wife? And right now, Kavanaugh has released more documents for the scrutiny of Democrats than any other Supreme Court nominee in history. And still the Democrats are out there saying, we need more, we need more. So again, apparently left-wing media like Huffington Post and Salon ran with this gambling story as if it were true. But right now, in the absence of any actual factual information, it's another nothing burger from the party of the nothing burger. All right, let's take a phone call here from Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Don, are you there? I am not hearing Don.
I'm here. I'm talking.
There you are. Okay. So what's on your mind today?
What they're saying now is Chuck Grassley says they will hold the vote on Kavanaugh on Thursday, despite the decades-old accusations. So that's good. They go ahead and hold the vote. People voting down, they're just stupid. I mean, they just look so foolish. This guy is not. What are they going to do if they vote him down? Then Trump will put somebody more conservative up, and sooner or later they're going to have to approve in the Senate. Even if the Democrats take the House, that has nothing to do with this. This is a Senate thing confirming the nomination, right? So
yes,
he's got two more years to get somebody even more conservative and throw him in there. Or one of these women.
Well, if the Democrats take the House in November, it's going to be an obstructionist Congress. They're going to try and find some reason to impeach him. I mean, we know that they're using illegal immigrants to try and steal the House. They're probably doing exactly the same thing for the Senate. It's going to be a wild election in November.
Yeah, I don't think the Democrats have much of a chance of taking the Senate, though, is what they're saying. So, anything's possible. But anyway, Grassley, he can be pretty tough after a while. He was the one that when the guy Spartacus, Cory Booker, kept saying,
yes.
Grassley looked at him, he says, how many times you got to keep saying exactly the same thing three or four times? That's just what Cory Booker was saying. He was trying to say, he just kept repeating himself. But Grassley says now they're going to hold the vote on Thursday, so that'll be it. Either vote for him or vote against him, and he's probably going to be voted in. It's just Feinstein is trying to look like a fool, which is what she is, because they want to elect a fool because her district is nothing but fools. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and I just had a couple of listeners write on. It was Anita Hill when Clarence Thomas was being confirmed, and they were just trying to kick this stuff up. And this feels like more of the same. This woman who's accusing Kavanaugh of assault, you know, this happened back in high school, and it was never reported. It's just too convenient, and she's a snowflake social justice warrior. Okay, getting on back to the war zones here. Apparently, over in Saudi Arabia, who is very good friends with the United States government, they are keeping more than 2,500 anti-regime activists behind bars as part of a crackdown led by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman against Muslim preachers, members of the press, and intellectuals in Saudi Arabia. And the rights group Prisoners of Conscience, which is an independent non-governmental organization advocating human rights in Saudi Arabia, announced in a post on its Twitter page that at least 2,613 people, among them lawyers, judges, academicians, and scholars, are currently languishing in Saudi jails and detention centers. But there are good buddies, so we're not going to say anything about what they're doing here. Here's a very interesting article. This came out of Press TV. The Israeli Army's ombudsman, Major General Yitzhak Brick, has harshly criticized Israel's military readiness for wars. And he basically came on out and said Israel's weak army is not ready for war, which is why Israel has the Americans do all their fighting for them. So there's apparently a concern that while Israel's mechanized forces, missiles and so forth, are okay. Their actual boots on the ground military aren't that good, which was kind of obvious from the last two attempts to go on in and capture Lebanon. Really didn't work that well. Now, there is a poll out that shows the majority of Americans agree that aid to Israel should be limited on the issue of its nuclear weapons. You've got the Arms Export Control Act limitations. You've got the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act. You've got the Glenn Act, all of which say the United States may not send any money to any nation in possession of nuclear weapons technology that refuses to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and refuses IAEA inspections. And that's Israel. They will not sign the NNPT. They will not allow inspections. And yet the U.S. government illegally continues to send them your money. NATO is rattling their sabers again and saying that they might invoke Article 5, which is the let's go to war article, if there is a cyber attack by Russia. So now hacking is an act of war. The problem with that, of course, is the hacking attack could come from anywhere. It's a very easy false flag to do. All you need to do is compromise a couple of computers inside Russia, and you could launch a cyber attack that appeared to come from Russia. And we already know they're running up the propaganda about Russia. They're already selling us this idea. We have to hate the Russians. And I don't hate the Russians. I'm a big boy. I can decide for myself who my friends and enemies are. A lot of people are very concerned over the fact that China is about to take over operation of Israel's largest port. Now, China is very good at running ports. And they're basically in charge of Panama, the Panama Canal. They're now in charge of that. And this is something they're very good at. But there is a concern that China running the port at Haifa might be a little bit of an impediment to U.S. naval operations, because the U.S. Sixth Fleet sends a lot of their warships in there for port, to dock, to replenish. So China is, you know, this is a contract that was signed back in 2015. It's a 25-year contract. And a lot of people are saying, no, this was not a good thing, especially with all the growing hostility between the United States and China. Well, let me ask you a little question here. Who's responsible for that hostility? I don't think it's China. Okay. Apparently, over in the White House, there is a bit of a disagreement right now regarding North Korea between SecDef Mattis and Donald Trump. And General Mattis, General Kelly, and the Pentagon top brass simply do not see eye to eye with Donald Trump on a whole host of issues, including the withdrawal of troops from the Korean Peninsula. Now, Trump's position is why South Korea and Japan, who are both wealthy and developed nations, have to mooch off the U.S. military security protection and not bear the burden for their own defense, which is a very valid point. Trump is asking why the American military presence is even needed in East Asia. Now, from the Pentagon's point of view, every time they're garrisoning a country, it means two things: more money to spend, more money to play with, and two, it does sort of encourage the governments of those nations to go along with the U.S. agenda. They're less likely to go their own way if there's a permanent U.S. military presence in their country, as there are now in most of the countries around the world. The head of Samsung is going to visit North Korea this week, along with the heads of other top South Korean corporations. Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un are going to meet during the visit. This is the first trip to Pyongyang by a sitting South Korean president since 2007. It's sending a signal. The South Korean companies are looking at North Korea for workers and raw materials. They're moving ahead on reunification. They're not going to actually say anything along that line, but that's clearly the direction it's going. And the U.S. is not going to be happy about that. So, now, last Friday, we were talking about this massive military drill that Russia and China held together up in Siberia. And Russia and China have released all kinds of videos showing their cool little toys doing what it is that they do. And it was a massive, massive demonstration. Some 303,000 soldiers in these maneuvers. And there's an article over here from Information Clearinghouse saying that basically it's Trump's reckless hostility is driving Russia and China together. And normally, U.S. foreign policy is to try and drive countries apart to keep them easier to control. It's not working any longer. All right, we're going to take another phone call here from Scott in Dallas. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to say that caller that was talking about American intelligence media, they probably do some of the best reporting on the internet right now. If you haven't heard of them, man, you ought to be kind of embarrassed about that, because these guys are on fire what they're doing over there. So that's one thing. And I was just wondering, you believe math doesn't lie, right?
Well, math can be made to lie.
Well, how can math be made to lie?
If you're... initial input data is questionable. You know, it's like they say about computers, the Geiger law, garbage in, garbage out. Look at epicycles. Epicycles is the longest running scientific goof in history, but it was backed up by solid mathematics.
Well, what about like the formula? I mean, formulas for, let's just say, the curvature of the earth. Do you know what that formula even is? I mean, you know what the rate of fall is, right?
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of mathematics is to come up with a formula that replicates reality. But just because somebody has a formula doesn't necessarily guarantee it's going to be accurate. And again, look at all the stuff they did with ClimateGate. Anyway, what's your point? What's the point you're trying to get to?
Well, I was just, you know, the formula for the curvature of the Earth, according to mainstream science, is 8 inches per mile squared. So that means the first mile, there's only 8 inches of fall. The second mile, there's 32 inches of fall. So when you go out 50 miles, it should be about 1,600 feet, or basically a 160-story building. So how is it a current naval missile test person that actually teaches to shoot missiles and stuff, they're able to paint a target across the water on the ocean 50 miles when it should be hidden by, you know, a 160-story building, and they're doing it ship to ship? Can you explain that?
Well, I would have to look at the tactical situation there, but there are airborne radar platforms that are networked with the launching platforms. That's what the whole Aegis CEC system was all about, where they have these airborne synthetic aperture radars that are up there and able to see over the horizon from where the naval ships are.
Now, we're talking a missile instructor saying that they can sit on a ship and paint another target on another ship 50 miles across the ocean. That's not talking about from airborne. That's ship-to-ship contact.
Well, obviously, that officer is misstating the situation. Because You know, there have been a lot of experiments in over-the-horizon radar. They really have not worked out very well. The last one I'm aware of was HARP, where they were trying to basically bounce a radar signal off the ionosphere and get a clean return, but they couldn't get that to work. Anyway, listen, Scott, thank you for the phone call. We're coming up here on another commercial. I'm going to have to let you go. And when we come on back, there's been a new development in the saga of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. And you're not going to hear this on the American corporate media. Absolutely not. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, we all remember the tragedy of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 that was flying over Ukraine, and it was shot down. And immediately everybody said, oh, Russia shot it down. It was those evil Russians. Putin got his bear rifle out and he shot that airplane down. And there were a lot of inconsistencies in the story. So they set up a supposed international investigation that was supposed to be impartial. But basically, they were laundering the propaganda to keep on saying it was Russia, 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 Russia. There were some stories that came on out about how there was a Ukrainian fighter in the air at the time. My theory was that they may have been trying to shoot down Vladimir Putin, whose presidential airliner was in the same part of the sky over Ukraine on his way back from a 6-day tour of South America. And his presidential plane, which is a converted passenger liner, is painted in the same colors as Malaysian Airlines. The livery is very, very similar. And I wondered if maybe somebody was trying to bring him down and they hit the wrong plane. Anyway, the international investigation has been very stingy about releasing any information. They have absolutely rejected any of the information Russia wanted to provide, such as radar data tapes and so forth. You know, we've made up our mind. Don't confuse us with the facts here. We're going to blame Russia. And how dare Russia, you know, try and interfere with that? I mean, this is such a serious crime that even innocence cannot be used as a defense here. So Russia has identified serial numbers found on the debris of the missile that downed Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. And they show that this missile was manufactured in 1986. And following the paperwork of who it was shipped to, it was owned by Ukraine. The numbers were marked on the engine and the nozzle of the missile. And the Russians keep very, very good records. Okay, getting on back to Kavanaugh. Oh, actually, we have a call waiting on the line. We're going to, Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. We're going to start with you. I'm going to have to take you through the station identification, but what's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, that was also my theory. Like, but you know what kills our theory with the plane thing is, you know, the Russians know the book, so they have countermeasures on Putin's plane for that. That goes back to, it was a Ukrainian Buk missile system up until 1986, I believe, the missile was from Ukraine, you know, due to the serial number. And also, remember, didn't they intercept the Ukrainian, somebody from Ukraine, one of the soldiers, they intercepted a message to another, to a commander or something, saying, we'll shoot down another Boeing. Did you hear about that one?
No, something I didn't like hear that. About that one, but I'm not surprised.
Can you hold me over? I got some news about Latakia.
Okay, yeah, we're going to hold you over here. And, I mean, you can keep talking. We're not quite at the end of the hour.
Yeah, I heard, Mike, S-400s got activated. It's the first time they were activated with this strike from... they're saying it was Israel using Tomahawks, but supposedly they don't have Tomahawks, unless they do. And, of course, it came from the Med, probably from their Dolphin subs. So
I don't know if the Dolphin can launch a Tomahawk. They can launch what's called the Popeye, which is a cruise missile, which can have a nuclear warhead. Anyway, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.